Memphis on edge over potential protests. I'm Jill Nato, Fox News. The city's bracing as video is about to be released showing the police beating that allegedly led to the death of motorist Tyree Nichols.
Those five former Memphis police officers all face now multiple charges, including second-degree murder. So they could end up to 60 years in jail. And 29-year-old Tyree Nichols, he was beaten savagely on that videotape. This all started out as a traffic stop. Tyree Nichols was accused of reckless driving. There was a confrontation at the car. He ran, and then there was a second confrontation. The final beating took place less than 100 yards from his house where he lived with his parents. According to attorneys for the family, he called out for his mother and said, "What did I do?"
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Memphis. We'll soon see video of the police response to the attack on Paul Pelosi.
The Superior Court in San Francisco says it will release today video from the night last October when Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was attacked by a man in their home. It will include footage from the police officer body-worn cameras and the Pelosi's home surveillance system. The former Speaker of the House says she has no plans to watch it.
It would be a very hard thing to see an assault on my husband's life.
The San Francisco DA's office argued against releasing the video over concerns it could be used to spread false information. But San Francisco Superior Court Judge Stephen Murphy ruled there was no reason to keep the footage secret. Sean Langell, Fox News.
The National Archives is telling several former presidents and vice presidents to look at their personal records for any classified documents. That comes after the discovery of sensitive material found at the homes of President Biden, former President Trump, and former Vice President Pence. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Oklahoma Medical Examiner's Office Thursday positively identified remains found last week as those of 4-year-old Athena Brownfield. Athena was discovered missing when a postal carrier found her 5-year-old sister wandering the streets in Sorrill. The investigation led to the arrest of Athena's caretakers, husband and wife Yvonne and Alicia Adams. Airline manufacturer Boeing pleads not guilty in a case over its 737 MAX crashes.
Boeing pleads not guilty in a Texas courtroom to a charge of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. over the 2018 and 2019 crashes of two of its 737 MAX jets, leading to the deaths of 346 people. The company accused of concealing information about flaws in the plane's control systems. Families of those killed objecting to Boeing reaching an agreement with the Justice Department in 2021 to pay $2.5 billion in compensation and fines to avoid indictment.
We asked the judge to impose some additional monitoring and additional review of the safety measures that Boeing is taking.
Paul Cassell, an attorney for the families, Boeing says it's committed to complying with the agreement and made broad changes to ensure that accidents like these never happen again. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Some people who rented hotel rooms on the Las Vegas Strip are suing, accusing hospitality companies of price fixing.
The class action suit names MGM Resorts, Caesars Entertainment, Treasure Island, and Wynn Resorts, collectively 20 of the 30 major strip properties. Investigating attorneys from law firm Higgins Berman claims the hotel operators work together to inflate prices using a revenue management software called Rainmaker.
That's Kim Passoth from Fox TV affiliate KVVU. MGM Resorts responded in a statement saying the claims are factually inaccurate. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.